Hello there. Hi, my name is Christian, and I'm calling from National Opinion Surveys. We're conducting an opinion survey, and would like to ask you a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation. Does anyone in your household work for a news media outlet, including print, radio, internet, or television?
Yeah, and my daughter, she ain't home yet.
Oh, would you like to help us out with the survey?
What I need to do?
The survey is about the upcoming elections, and so just your opinion, whatever your opinion is, that's it. There's no right or wrong answers. Like the first question says, just to be sure, we're representing everybody in the country. May I ask, what is your race?
Me, black man.
Okay, thank you. I know it's a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the 2024 elections for president and you in Congress? Are you definitely going to vote? Probably going to vote 50-50?
Yeah, my daughter going to take me to vote.
Okay, definitely, huh? Thank you. Okay. Here, and please rate your level of motivation for voting in this year's election. On a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means that you're not motivated, to a 10, where it means that you're extremely motivated.
10. I like 10.
Thank you. Next, generally speaking, how closely would you say you have been following the news and information about politics and candidates over the last year?
I'm watching it now on TV.
Okay, thank you. Next, regardless of how you have previously voted, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, a Republican, an independent, or something else?
I won't vote for Biden. I don't know.
Are you not sure who you're going to be voting for?
I'm a vote for who to vote for. Biden.
Okay, Biden, you say, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you. Generally speaking, would you say that your personal economic situation is getting better, staying about the same, or getting worse? Okay, thank you. Thinking about issues facing your country now, which of the following would you say are the most important issues for your member of Congress to focus on? You can select up to two. Okay. Do you think reducing the crime is important?
Yeah, crime is real bad.
Okay, thank you.
Real bad.
Do you think protecting abortion rights is important?
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you. Next, I would like you to rate your feelings towards some people and organizations using a scale from 0 to 100, on which a 100 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them, and a 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable. A 50 means that you do not feel particularly warm or cold. Okay. Do you know who Kamala Harris is? Kamala Harris. Does that ring a bell?
I know about her.
Okay, would you give her what number would you give her on a scale from 0 to 10?
2, 3, 400.
Okay. What about Donald Trump?
Oh, no.
Okay. What about, do you know who Tim Scott is? Tim Scott?
No.
You don't know?
Who are you?
Oh, he's a congressman. What about Democrats? Your Democrats in Congress? Would you give him a 100 or close to 100, probably an 80?
Give him, I don't know who he is, but I give him 100. I don't ask my daughter who that is when she come home from work.
Okay, do you know who Cornel West is?
Yeah, I know who that is.
Okay, would you give him a high number, a 100 or 90 or 80, something like that? Or,
give him everybody get 100.
Oh, okay. Thank you so much. Okay, and I know it's still a long way off, but if the elections for president were held today, oh, let me see. You already told me who you're going to vote for here.
Who I need to vote for?
You say you're going to vote for
who? I don't know. I just go with my daughter. I don't really don't know. I just go with my daughter.
Okay. Do you approve of the job that the Biden administration is doing?
Yeah, I say yeah, but I don't be knowing what go on, cause my mind could go and come.
Okay. Give me a second over here. And have you recently read, seen, or heard anything about Donald Trump, or you have not?
No, I don't. My mind go ick. I don't know.
Okay.
It clicks in, and then it clicks out. I get my stuff, and then it just go away.
Okay. Now I'd like to read you what some others have said they believe are threats to their African-American community. Which of the following do you believe to be the biggest threat to the African-American community right now? Do you think cuts to social safety net, like Social Security, is one of the biggest threats to the African-American community, or no?
I don't really understand.
You said crime and violence, right?
Yeah. I don't understand. My click, it click back in.
Yeah.
See, when you tell me something, it'll click in, then it'll click back out.
Okay. All right. Well, I'm 76 years old. Okay. All right. I'll let you go. Okay. You have yourself a great night. Okay. Thank you for your time.
Okay.
Thank you for helping me.
Okay. Thanks. Bye. Okay.